news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Hello and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm your host, Janet Adkison. And this year, we celebrate 50 years of the Washington Leadership Conference. Now, you can join the celebration when you check in and tell your Washington Conference story. Spread the word on social media by using hashtag FFAWLC50. That's hashtag FFAWLC50. And in the coming weeks, we will share some exciting news about the future of WLC and how you can connect with your own WLC friends. So stay tuned right here on Rural Radio. Well, now we head to Kansas. That's where KSN-TV is asking for your help tracking down those responsible for the recent vandalism of an FFA chapter in Dodge City.
News from our Southwest Kansas newsroom. An investigation underway in Dodge City after nearly 20 chickens and ducks were killed. The animals were part of a student-run Future Farmers of America project. KSN's Hunter Funk spoke with investigators and students about the incident.
This is the barn where students say several animals were killed and that also several portions of the fence were vandalized.
Future Farmers of America students asking questions after nearly 20 animals turned up dead.
Piled up inside and all the feathers were out here.
And we came out here one day and everything was destroyed.
The Ford County Sheriff says investigators believe some of the animals were shot, which could lead to charges of animal cruelty.
Located a couple chickens that it appeared to have been shot. Some other damage to the property.
The remains of the animals were found in and around their cages. Investigators have not made any arrests. They say there have been a variety of vandalism calls at Dodge City businesses lately, but are not sure if the cases are related.
It appears as though that somebody, individual or individuals, driving around the community, shooting windows with either a small caliber weapon or a possible BB gun.
Both the Dodge City Police and the Ford County Sheriff's Department are still investigating. And as for the students, they just want to get back to their FFA projects.
We can't feel safe out here. How are we going to feel safe anywhere?
Hopefully just, you know, figuring out what happened and how we can move past it.
Parts of the community are discussing with the group about donating chickens as well as cameras. And officers are advising that if anyone has any information to call the police. Here for you in Dodge City, Hunter Funk, KSN News 3.
And if you think you have any information regarding this crime, KSN and the local FFA chapter ask you to contact the Dodge City, Kansas Police Department. That's at 620-225-8126, 620-225-8126, or you could contact the Ford County Sheriff's Office at 620-227-4501. Well, don't go anywhere. We'll take you to one of the biggest FFA gatherings of the year. That's straight ahead on Rural Radio 147. Well, thanks for tuning in this week. Now, near 1/6 of all FFA members nationwide call the Lone Star State home. And last week, Texas held its 91st annual FFA State Convention. The Cowboy Channel's Kirby Schnoor was there at the event with all the excitement straight from the floor.
We're here at the 91st Annual State of Texas FFA Convention with two outstanding young ladies, a part of this organization. McKinley and Faith, I want to thank you both for joining me. Let's go right into it. You're a Ford Scholar. That's quite an honor. Tell us what that's about and how you received this honor.
Each year in the Texas FFA for the past 10 years, 10 students who are in their junior year in December start the selection process to become a Ford Leadership Scholar. And then in about March, we hit the finals and the 10 of us are selected. Being a Ford Scholar, we're required to do a sustainable and substantial community service project within our community all by ourselves with just a mentor. So it's a really big way to get us back in the community and show like the foundation of leadership, which is service.
And I know it took a lot of hard work, and like you said, you are one of 10, and that's just an outstanding honor. Faith, you're also an area officer. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we have 12 areas across our state, and our job is to kind of control the delegates on the delegate floor and help out with voting and stuff. So we're we're in charge of keeping everybody excited and bringing the energy to the floor, which is super fun.
What's the most exciting thing about this?
You're here with people who are just like you across the state and who have the same passion for agriculture. You know, no matter what, if you show animals or if you're here for public speaking, you're advocating, we all have that fire and that passion, and we just get to come together, and it's like an FFA hype, like for the rest of the year.
What's one thing you can tell a lot of your friends who might not be involved in FFA, one thing that you could encourage them to get involved with?
I would probably just tell them that the FFA is for everybody. They can find a place anywhere in this organization, and it's like a giant family.
Well, it is. You could definitely tell that around the room, it's a giant family. I want to thank you girls for being on. Now joining us is Carissa with BASF. Carissa, we're here at the 91st Annual State FFA Convention here in Fort Worth, Texas. Tell us a little bit about BASF and kind of your guys' involvement.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Kirby. And BASF is excited to be here at the 91st Annual Convention, as you had mentioned. And BASF has been involved at this particular convention for the past 3-4 years as a sponsor itself. And BASF is a chemical company. We create chemistry. We're involved in every aspect of the chemistry world, in particular focusing on our agricultural division. And I particularly support our turf and ornamental and greenhouse and nursery side of our business.
So being here at this convention, you can probably see a lot of young leaders in the future, young individuals who might come back to work for you guys one day.
Yes, that is correct. And that is actually one of the reasons why we do get involved, because we understand the importance of being able to help educate our future leaders here in America and also in the States, and also they could be our future bosses one day, right? And or our future scientists, thinking about the new innovations that we're bringing to the market every day in terms of our crop protection side of the businesses. These are our future scientists and our future salespeople and also our future managers. So we're excited to be here overall.
You know, being a part of it for the last several years like you guys have been, what are some of the things that you've been able to take away from this convention and the young people that you've met?
Oh, I appreciate this question very much. I have a lot of passion. I am a former FFA member from Indiana, and my involvement in terms of judging on the Agri-Science Fair. Also, I sit on the board of directors for the Texas FFA, so also gives me another opportunity to be involved as well. But just being able to see, like, the state officers this year, I met them a year ago and was able to kick off with their base camp, and seeing them grow over the past 12 months has been absolutely amazing. Not to mention, I'm seeing a lot of familiar faces and a lot of other things that I'm involved with as well, as doing scholarship panel interviews and selecting Ford Scholars, etc. So just being able to see these students, and not only the students, but also the Ag Science teachers. They are the foundation of creating these future leaders that we work with every day, and being able to see them thrive as well is very important and very satisfying.
So kind of growing up in this is also very important to you and dear to your heart. And what are some tools and some skill sets that you've been able to take with you, you know, from being involved in this now in life today?
I would have to say number one is public speaking.
Wow, yeah.
I did that when I was an FFA member. And also in terms of disengagement, you think about the parliamentary procedure that we learn as FFA members and how that is being conducted in business, and or if you're sitting on a board. This is the second board that I've sat on. And just really understanding and having that background of the parliamentary procedure is important. And the overall networking. We can't forget that. I know it's the old saying goes, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that's ever more important as you work through people that you meet on a daily basis, and or you never know who you're going to run into in the future.
Well, that's definitely true. I want to thank you for being on with us today and your sponsorship. Thank you. Joining me now is Tom Johnson with Ducks Unlimited. Tom, thank you for being here. Talk about Ducks Unlimited and your sponsorship with Texas FFA.
Well, at Ducks Unlimited, we are the world's largest wetlands conservation organization, and we recognize that FFA, being the organization they are, that they have the premier students. I mean, those kids come out of school learning about leadership. They have the skills that we seek for our organization. So what better organization to pair up with but FFA and Ducks Unlimited?
Yeah. Why do you guys feel it is so important to have a presence during the convention?
Well, I think here at the convention, we're able to show the students that we are a partner with them and that we are a part. And so when they see our logo and they see us actually engaging with them, then they know that we're truly there for a reason.
Do you see over the years the changes in the students too, when they first come into FFA and then when they kind of leave and graduate and go on to college? I know being a part of it and coming to events like this, you must see that.
Oh yeah. Now, this coming here is such a great experience. I wished all 120,000 students could come. I mean, they gain so much by coming here. They meet new friends. They get to come out of here energized to go into the school next school year to excel in the other programs, you know, that they want to do, whether it's speaking or judging contest or whatever. So if every kid in the state could come to this, oh, man, it would be just, it would be great.
If there's other companies out there, could you give them advice as to why they should participate in sponsors like you guys do?
I mean, this is the cream of the cream. These kids here are our future leaders. They're our future judges, lawyers, legislators, farmers, ranchers, business owners. These kids here are going to be the ones that rule the future. So why not invest in them?
And that is exciting to hear. And I want to thank you for being on with us today, Tom, and being a part of the Texas FFA Convention.
Thanks.
And now joining me is Matt Brockman with Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. Sorry, kind of a mouthful right there, Matt. It's a busy, busy place around here. A lot of exciting things going on. But I know you guys are excited to be involved with the Texas FFA and FFA in general. You guys have seen a lot of familiar faces around here. But talk about that involvement and why you guys are so passionate about it.
Well, it goes back to our beginnings. We were a livestock show when we organized in 1896. A group of individuals, young and old, brought their cattle to Marine Creek over on the north side and showed their livestock. And we went from there. We're now 124 years later, still hosting a major livestock show and rodeo. FFA's been an important part of that from the very beginning. I can go back and show you photographs from our archives of young men and women in the 1920s that had champion livestock at our stock show. So it's really about our roots. We're about education, not unlike the Texas FFA. And whether we're educating an urban audience that comes to our event each January and February to experience the livestock industry, we're also having educational presence relative to helping educate these young men and women. And I think that role is really probably more important today than it was when I came through FFA in the 1970s. Back then, a lot of these kids came straight off the farmer ranch. They had a good foundation and background underneath them to go on. You know, they may have participated in FFA, but they went on to a land-grant university and they entered the professional agricultural field. Many of these kids today are coming from suburban and urban areas, and so livestock shows and FFA's role in livestock shows, we work together as an incubator, exposing these young men and women to the livestock and food industry, many for the first time. So that relationship is more important today than it ever has been.
Well, like you said, the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo is a very iconic show. And joining me now is Ashley Dunkerley. Ashley, thanks for being here. You are in charge of all of the communications. Quite a task on your hands, but what an exciting week and an exciting time.
Absolutely. So convention is by far my favorite time of year. It's a time where we get to see all of our student success come together and really just put a face to the names of the kids that we work with all year long. It's kind of just an adrenaline rush if you really think about it. We have 130,000 kids in Texas, and that just is amazing to me to be able to see 13,000 of them come to one place to celebrate each other and learn a little bit about leadership at the same time.
You guys offer them a lot of tools to make them successful throughout the FFA programs. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. Every year we have students apply to be a part of the convention media program, which I believe this year we ended up with about 75 applications, which is the most we've ever had. And we narrow it down to 13. We have 5 reporters, we have 5 photographers, and we have 3 videographers. They're essentially our on-site news team, and they write articles about the convention. They take photos for convention, and the videographers put together a news segment. But all of this content can be found at texasffa.org. Just you can scroll down on the homepage and see all of the stuff that these great kids are producing. It's news for Texas FFA members by Texas FFA members.
Digital platforms are very important. Social media is very important. I know you handle that. Talk about how that's kind of made a change and a push for Texas FFA, as well as FFA in general as a whole.
Absolutely. So this is my 5th convention. I'm approaching 6 years with Texas FFA, and it really has evolved so much in the, just the past 5 years. It's very crazy. Our social media has really, really grown. And so what I love about it is we are able to take the things that not every student gets to see and put it in front of them. So yes, we have 130,000 members, but only 13,000 get to come here. So social media is a great way for us to share with all those other students that are back home in their home chapters, and they can really use those same tools and resources that they're learning to share with their local communities.
It's just fantastic. Thanks for joining us today, Ashley. Now joining us here at the State of Texas FFA Convention are Barbie and Steve Mosley. I want to thank you guys for being here. This is dear to your heart. Let's go into it and talk about your experience with FFA and why you really enjoy this week.
This week is something that's very special to my husband and I because this was, it's actually how we met. We met through this organization, but from that, we have decided that it's important to us as adults to continue to give back to the organization that did so much for us. So we currently serve as the Vice President and President of the Texas FFA Past State Officer Association and work on fundraising and different ways that our organization and the people that serve at the highest capacity of the state can continue to give back to the kids today.
Steve, talk about that and the tools that you guys provide these young individuals to go on and be successful, and not only out on a farm, but in the corporation and just different places throughout the world, basically.
Well, we want to provide our experiences and plug that back into the membership. What happens to state officers is they go off, they make their mark in the world, they become successful, and then our job, we feel like, is to connect them back. We need those leaders in the industry, and it's so pivotal to be able to connect the gaps.
Well, you know, FFA has changed over the years and come a long ways. Real quick, before we go off, talk about how important it is to have sponsors and people like yourselves involved with this still.
Well, I mean, sponsors are the reason why we're here. Without the key sponsorship, we wouldn't be able to even provide the opportunity for the number of students. I mean, we have the largest youth organization, you know, in the state of Texas, and all of these students have the opportunity to come. I mean, Fort Worth itself, it's one of the greatest places that we can actually have the convention, simply because they have the facilities to hold us. So without the sponsors, we would be so limited that not as many students could actively engage into this organization.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. Now joining me is Jillian Gilchrist. Jillian, tell us what this week has been like.
It's been very hectic. I came down here on Sunday because I was chosen to be a senior ambassador and team leader again for the third year. And I also competed in the science fair Tuesday. I placed second. And I also had to come here to receive my Houston Livestock Scholarship. So it was $20,000, so it's going to be really good for college this next coming year. So I'm very excited. It's been very busy, but I'm very blessed. So.
Talk about the opportunity that FFA has provided, not just, you know, the Houston Rodeo Scholarship that you just received, but just the opportunities across the board.
There's so many. I mean, not only the leadership skills, professional skills, but building my resume, building my speaking skills, everything that FFA, I would not be the person I am today without it. I would not be going to college for doing what I want to do without it. So,
if there's one memory you could take away from this whole experience over the years of being in FFA, what would that be?
It would be when I was in Indianapolis this past year in October, when my name was just announced that I won nationals for my science fair, and out of the entire crowd, out of people, thousands of people from across the country, I heard two voices. And those two voices were the state president from my area, who was also from my district, Ashley Thompson, and my district president, an area officer at the time, who Peanut Braden Sessions. So I heard their two voices out of everybody in the crowd, and it just really spoke to me that, like, I really will, this will carry with me the rest of my life. I will never lose these people, even if I am in Indianapolis and not Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. So
FFA just gives you all so much, and it's such a sense of a community here. Kids who aren't involved, what could you tell them to encourage them to get involved?
Just jump in, do whatever you can, do as much as possible without overloading yourself. Anything that you do in the FFA will stand out on resumes. Anything that you do will help build your character, help build your self-esteem. It helped me gain so much confidence.
Well, thank you for being on with us today, and congratulations.
Thank you.
What an exciting week it was in Fort Worth. And of course, again, thanks to Kirby Schnorr for those great reports. Stay tuned. There is a lot more coming up right here on this week's FFA Today. Well, welcome back to the show. And now we want to introduce you to a powerful resource you may not have been aware of. The National Teacher Ambassadors are equipped to help answer questions and provide training related to various educational tools and experiences offered by the national organization. Hear from them now in their own words.
The National FFA Teacher Ambassador Program is a program sponsored by National FFA to bring teachers from all across the United States together.
Throughout the year, we are expected to give workshops and host informal discussions with teachers via in person and also on social media and, you know, through the different routes that we network as ag teachers.
We are able to help our state ag teachers with resources and programs that the National FFA puts in place.
And receive the opportunity to come to training in Indianapolis to learn more about the resources that the FFA can offer to ag teachers.
To me, the program is beneficial because not only am I able to interact with other teachers, but I've been able to learn from National FFA. There was a vast array of opportunities that we were missing that since I've been in the National FFA Ambassador Program, I've been able to share with others and also use myself. I've been able to help them understand the resources that National FFA already has in place for us that are there for us to use completely free, and that National FFA says, hey, here's this resource that you can use.
It's a model that works, and I think we're seeing that model more and more in different organizations, and that teachers training teachers is really very effective. I think it also works because we are allowed to be part of the process and provide feedback and ask questions, and that allows it to be really kind of a grassroots movement.
The program is huge because as ag teachers, we like to listen to other ag teachers much more than people that aren't one of us.
It's not a pre-canned thing that then is just here's another resource that gets put in a binder and thrown on the back shelf, but it's actually that human element, and I think that that's the most beneficial piece of this is being able to collaborate with other teachers to come here and get all of this great information and then be able to take that information home and share it one-on-one, face-to-face.
And finally today, hands-on education brings to life the idea of doing to learn within the FFA organization. The Washington Association of Ag Educators gives us a look at how their students are spending their time in the classroom.
A lot of the ag classes are hands-on, so all the students are usually very helpful to one another, and so are the teachers.
You get to go outside and work with plants and animals and learn how to taxidermy a fish and score a buck and things like that.
Me and myself and my peers, we do so much better working with our hands and not just reading it from a book. Granted, you know, there's still that book part of it in the ag department, but you can take what you learn from that book and apply it in the classroom still with your hands and doing things to understand the topic better.
In a fisheries class, we actually build a fishing rod. So instead of just going online and typing in how to make one, we actually have to build it from start to finish.
It's easier to learn, and a lot of the classes don't offer a lot of hands-on like work with animals.
We have kids that won't like the original classroom setting, and they won't do great in other departments. But when they get down here, it's like their outlet. They're at home. They have fun, and some of their best grades are down here.
You learn a lot of things in the classroom, but for some kids, they need more than that. They need to be able to take what they've learned in the classroom and see it and apply it, feel it, do it. And I think the agriculture program absolutely provides that on a regular basis.
Speaking from firsthand experience, students that a lot of times may have challenges in the traditional classrooms become involved in agriculture education and the activities within and with outside the school in that program, and they become a totally different student.
There's something for everyone out here. One person may like tinkering with small engines, someone may like something larger like this. One person may like welding, the other may like a little woodworking. There's endless opportunities to fulfill your skills you don't know you have yet.
Well, that'll do it for this week's show, but if you have something that you'd like to share on the program or an idea for something that you'd like to hear more about, just let us know. You can shoot us an email at ffatoday@ffa.org or give us a call, 855-RR on 147. That's 855-7766-147. Until next week, I'm Janet Adkison with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.